somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere.
We're back.
And take two, we're back. Welcome to the radio.
It was take one, they never would have known.
Hello.
Hello, guest star. Can everyone say their DJ name, please?
I'm DJ Chippy.
Delicious and protein-filled and plant-based. Mm. Good choice.
I'm DJ... Gummy.
We'll table it for the
end. I'm DJ Gummy.
Okay, we'll just think about it. We'll table that one. And this is Mandy B, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
You can tell they're not first timers on the show, though their DJ names might be first times.
Yeah. It's such a work in progress. I need recommendations. It changes every week at this point.
It's really
DJ,
like
DJ. Yummy.
I felt that one coming.
I said gummy. Oh.
But I like yummy too. So yeah, it's just been a good week out here between bird watching sessions. I personally took a family trip to Dartmouth. You might have recalled that my sister was here last weekend, so it's just been a lot of Bryn time recently, but that's excellent because she's a great gal. My family all learned to play Dartmouth Pong.
Nice.
Which is critical. I was sent a picture of my mom, dad, and dog practicing today on the ping pong table in our basement, so that
nothing but respect for the banks.
That's promising for how my parents are spending their time.
And definitely listening to the show right now. Hello, Kathy and Scott.
They better be listening. They might have forgotten. They like often forget. But it's okay. I don't take it personally.
No.
Never.
But yeah, that was the highlights of my week. Scott, I hear you have some lowlights.
They got a ticket.
Wait, can you switch mics? I just want to try. I can't really hear main man.
Hello.
You're still good, but mic four sometimes is problematic.
Hold tight.
today?
Oh, yeah, there we are.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's DJ Chickpea and DJ Yummy.
Yum.
Today? I took a quick break by going to get some food for lunch, and I parked it by an intersection, and I got a ticket for $50. God damn it.
And you were parked there for like maybe 10 seconds?
I got my ticket 3 minutes before I came outside.
Damn it.
My second one in a week.
That's the way it always goes.
I was 18 feet from an intersection. To the bike cop that did that to me. You're so rude.
He's the one.
So rude.
I've seen the bike cops rolling around recently.
18 out of 20.
As someone who is personally hit, a parking attendant, like a guy who gives out tickets, by accident while he's giving, not my car, a ticket. But you end up giving me a ticket for hitting him, which I guess is fair.
And it's so dangerous under those circumstances to be placing people on bikes. When
the other day,
rogue people could just go out and hit them.
The other day, my friend was getting pulled over, and the cop jumped. No, my friend. The cop jumped in front of him and then put his hand out and then said, "Pull over, please." And then
on a bike?
Yeah, he was. He got off of it, though.
Whoa.
Thank
Wait, him. He jumped in front of a moving car?
He walked into the street in the middle of the road, put his hand out, and then demandingly said, "Pull over." Yeah, not great.
So he's done it before, he's practiced.
Yeah, no, he's good.
Oh,
yeah.
His first pullover. I feel like cops get a rush from pulling people over.
Oh, it's the biggest
thing. They gotta hold that freaking speedometer and just like go off.
Do you think they like smile when they find a speeding car?
I think so.
Yeah,
text all their friends, hey, never know what just happened.
That's what they take so long doing in the car.
Yeah, they're texting all their buddies.
Taking a selfie with your license. Absolute breach of privacy.
Oh my god.
Just for their Snapchat.
I just show you a photo of where I parked today.
That'd be great, thank you.
Yeah.
Here's my car.
Warn the listeners.
Oh, we have 11 BTW. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that is so heinous. Fans, if you could see this car, it is so safely parked on a corner. Like, someone coming around the corner would most probably hit it, but not definitely.
Well.
It's right up against the curb, though. Like, so closely. So tightly parked.
Yeah. I mean, maybe my fault, but not $50 of my fault.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that, we're going to play another song. No real segue here, but just a song.
We'll come back with a DJ name.
I like Yummy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't gotta tell me about your body count. I don't gotta know your ex's name. Cause if it just so happens that you turn around and ask me, I think you might feel some type of way. I dodge dick on the daily. Yeah. I know it's funny, but it's true. And I bought these Mercedes all by myself. Got the papers to prove. We don't need no one. Trying to take our freedom. Time won't let you stay young. So we don't care what they say. We gon' love who we wanna love. Yeah. We gon' love who we wanna love. Yeah. We don't care what they say. We gon' love who we wanna love. You don't gotta tell me about your body count. Baby, I ain't gonna post you on my page. Cause odds are that goodbyes are coming soon. So maybe you should put a rubber on your heart before it breaks. Just hold your friends, one more baby. Yo, I know it's funny, but it's true. Yeah. But some nights I would rather make love to myself. Singing to my own damn tune. We don't need. That bullshit for the birth. Sue me. No, they did me dirty while I still had the title, but I don't hold any anger, I just swear.
Team, we're back, and we kind of threw the
that was an abrupt end to the song. I was not ready.
Mm-mm, not at all,
but you guys bounced back so quick. That was really admirable of obviously seasoned DJs here at WMFF.
Two people caught off guard but not fazed by this fast-paced industry of the radio.
No, not at all.
It is the most fast-paced. Just sit in a chair for hours,
just
and
spinning,
talk to nobody.
Left, right,
just so scary. Like Blink Twice, all
not for us.
Radio show hosts. If you're okay,
mm.
But yeah, let's think about what my day was today. Oh, so I woke up not knowing if I had work or not because my work is quite casual, and it's just a quick text.
Especially when your boss is out.
Yeah, especially when your boss is out, but even when she is in. Like, we're just texting. Like, we dropped email, like, years ago. And so I was like, Jean, like, I don't know if I'm coming in today. And she's like, check with Selma, which is a research assistant. So I texted.
Absolute homie.
I emailed Selma last night. Yeah, she is a homie. Just such a niche of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the thing is they're trying to replace her and they can't.
Yeah, hot take. They're trying to replace Selma, but don't tell Selma because she's not...
Is she
does
listening?
She live within 5 minutes or 5 miles of this radio station?
She might. She lives in Medford. But she's definitely not listening to 91.5. And if she is, I love you and your hair is always perfectly coiffed and it's really admirable.
And I love that diamond brooch. I need you to tell me where you got
she
it from.
She does her diamond brooches and every day wears a diamond belt.
Oh my
to
God.
To match.
Which I've never seen before. But no,
that's amazing.
She has,
like little studded.
Yeah, but like it's not really a real belt. It's like an elastic loop.
Oh, gotta keep her accountable. Not adjustable in the slightest.
That then clips in the front with like a Velcro, but
Velcro.
The overlay of the Velcro is all diamond encrusted.
Oh,
sneaky.
That sounds lovely.
It is.
I'm thinking about it right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to take
I
a picture
it.
Of her tomorrow because she'll definitely
be wearing
it. That
would look cute on your romper, Amanda.
A diamond encrusted piece of elastic.
How would they look
Velcro?
My cargo shorts?
Probably great.
Your cargo shorts? Better the banana shorts? Are we talking about the banana shorts?
Oh, those two. How would that look in those?
I think that we must diamond encrust the band of our headphones.
I think
or at least
we
bring
do...
Velcro so that it's temporary.
I think we should diamond encrust
everything we own.
I love that idea.
Really beautiful concept.
Were you guys ever into bedazzling when you were kids?
That sounds lovely.
I could see you being a huge fan. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't into bedazzling, but I was really into label makers. And one time I went to my friend's house.
That's not the same thing at all. That's just different.
But can I just finish this story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
I was so euphoric over this label maker that
That's
I just
fair.
Thought it was okay to print like 200 labels of different words like and stick them on my friend's family's fridge.
Not cool.
They didn't love
her
you.
Mom was not okay with it and made me come over again to pick it all off.
That is such a passive aggressive mother. Holy cow.
Yeah. I mean that just wasn't cool of me.
My mom had a business partner.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Bob. Hi Bob, if
Hi,
you're out
Bob.
There,
hey,
hopefully
up?
You're not.
Thanks
please
for
don't listen.
Listening in tonight, Bob.
And he loved label makers.
Did
but
he?
I have a fond memory of him.
Yeah.
One time he got an ear infection of sorts.
Okay.
And he made a garlic paste.
Okay.
But he didn't want to cook it at his own house.
That's fair.
So he asked my mom if he could cook it at ours. But she didn't know
Just
he was
think
making.
Of your house.
She didn't know. She had no clue.
Again, sneaky.
So he boiled water and sugar and 7 cloves of garlic. some honey.
So I've heard potent. It's a crazy disinfectant,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, and he boiled it for about 5 hours in our house on a low simmer.
And, yeah, were you not?
Not the fucking low simmer. It's not going to burn. Mm. So he knew that. So
yeah, no, I know.
Simmer.
Just infuses for so long.
He not only left to go to work and left it boiling in the house, but when I came home, I also started gagging because it was so painful.
No.
I don't know who he was using it for.
I
thought
you would just penetrate your
sinuses. DJ Chickpea.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think this is the root cause of your passion for making simple syrups?
You know, it could be. Mm-hmm. It could be. I have a big passion. But it also could be the reason why when I had the blueberries with the onion. Amanda actually made me eat. She had some blueberries.
I didn't make him eat it.
She made some
advised.
delicious sautéed onion for her burgers.
We were having a cookout, sorry. If you're wondering.
A little barbecue.
4th of July.
But they spilled on the blueberries, all over them, covered in sautéed onion.
Just the juice, though, not the onion.
Yeah, nothing, none of the good part. So when we heated them, and we tried to wash them off in hot water. They boiled in the
nice
onion
and
juice
rubbery.
Somehow. They got really, really squishy.
They got so squishy. Yeah,
so
crystallized
squishy.
Crystallized in that onion juice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they tasted like a hot onion.
They did.
And then I somehow ended up eating them all. I felt very nauseous.
Well, because you subsequently lost a very important game.
Very important game. Where I ate a lot of onion blueberries.
He did.
That had been marinating in Moscato.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whoa, no drugs
oh,
around.
Oh, no. Orange juice. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't know the rules. Amateur.
No, I did. I was just
DJ Gummy.
I was working. Just as I was working to come up with a
okay,
nickname,
we're
I was
over.
Working
All
to
right,
come
Amanda,
up
All right, Amanda, you're right. Next song.
You're right. It's time. This is a really great one. This one goes out to our main man, Chance. Album drop this weekend.
Woo!
I can't believe you did this on the radio. Oh, my God. I can't believe you even did this stuff.
Muscles like Superman trainer. Real, real rare like Super Saiyan manga. I jump, stomp on Lucifer Sage. Now I got a few rings on Jupiter skating. I meant to say Saturn, switched up the pattern. Smoking on some shatter, got me higher than a ladder. Thanks, I'm flatter, my baby mama batter. You look like Mick Jagger, oops, a grease splatter. Hot. Jumping out the grease, it's a whole lot of degrees. About to come, about to fleece. Please. Shh, I don't wanna hear a beat. Trying to catch some sleep, trying to count some sheep. Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say a surgeon, I'ma call him in an hour. Dude, I just caught a plug and his phone was unplugged. I was looking at Doug like, dude, that shit don't even make no fucking sense. Like having fucking arguments for paying 50 extra shit for barbecue. Saucing on the workers at McDonald's. I don't wanna sit and argue. Good burger should've taught you we all dudes. And I'm all professional and proper, but my baby mama stopped me in the meeting just to airdrop me some news. Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower.
tangerine. Yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent. I'ma call him in an hour.
Yeah, hop on the flight, Louis V off white. I just made a dub, bitch, she tryna spend the night. Heard they need more, yeah, my jeans Dior. Shawty got cake if you tryna eat more. Think they need more, I think they need more. This is second round, I'm tryna speed more. Going stupid, going crazy. Big gas in that Mercedes. Pull up lit, going 30. Pull up big, in a hurry. Shoot your shot, flex a lot. Big cheese, hella nice. Chop and screw, Michael Weiss. Point them out. Air amount, get me right, sip a Sprite, 180, half pipe,
hot damn hot water, hot shower, hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower, tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour, and my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
God damn. Think I got a new lawsuit, I need to come see you.
What's that?
I got a new whip, you know what a car do. Turn your bitch to an eater. She say we don't got enough room to get freaky in here, cause it's just a two-seater.
Question.
Am I still considered a trick if I get her a hoopty and buy me a Beamer? I had a new case, but the judge had to throw it out. My lawyer beat it like Tina. I always find a way to get ahead with my intelligence when they critique my demeanor. Today I'll dress up a Republican.
What else?
And go get some hair from a white man's daughter. Her lips aren't big, but I'm loving it. I'll get in fake ID, I'm McLovin. BDBNT like the government.
What?
Except for the cops. Mission impossible. Start with a Glock, then a Glover. Tip a if you let my cousin in, you know everybody my cousin.
Cause.
Oh yeah, and I gotta be thugging it, cause my hair can get nappy as fuck over jewelry, and I got that chocolate coloring. Well, at least, like, you know, that's what they made me feel like.
Why they make you feel like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's America, right?
Hot damn hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour, and my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
Okay, we're back. I was slightly verbally berated as for choosing that as the song choice of his album.
To be frank, I did have a conversation with someone today wondering if they liked the Chance the Rapper album, and they said no, it was bad, particularly the song Hot Shower.
Like, why are they coming at Hot Shower like that? Like, hot damn, hot money, hot shower.
Hot water.
Hot water, whatever the words are.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally lyrical genius.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So simple.
I like
so
the part simple. That says, call her tangerine.
You smells like sweet and sour.
Nope,
to be honest, not, I have a habit of only listening to the, in learning the words to the chorus of a song.
Mm.
That's fair.
That is the chorus.
I have Got nothing it. Left to say.
She obviously hasn't been listening enough.
I've listened to a few songs. There's some strong ones on there.
I agree. I miss the old Chance though.
Should I tell them about my dinner tonight?
Probably.
Tonight I went to the pub.
You don't have to ask permission.
Shout out to Somerville.
We love you, Somerville.
I had some delicious wings.
Mm.
I got the honey hot. Not great.
I think you have to go for hot wings.
Yeah.
Sweet and sour.
It took 2 hours to make them.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're just getting started.
No, two whole
I don't
hours.
Think they have a kitchen there. So.
I don't think so. I think they might have like breathed on them to heat them up. Like a nice, like,
or they will rub their fingers together.
Ooh, yummy.
Like, we're just creating so much heat.
Yeah, I think they, I don't think they know how to cook. A guy came up to us. He was very, very unwell.
How unwell?
Very unwell.
Okay, I have another story after this.
And then he went to Elliot and then asked Elliot, how do you feel out here? And it was, to be honest. And he goes, the beep, you mean, were you not being honest before? And then stared Maria in the eyes and then said, hey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's very weird with Maria. That's hi, Maria.
Okay. Hi, Maria. Thanks for listening in.
Goodness.
Here's another good story from my day.
Mm-hmm.
So work was just the slowest today. Like, it was just so ridiculous that I was even called in. From 10 to 2, like 4 hours, I was called in. But anyway, for about 30 minutes of those 2 hours, I was talking to Claudette Smith.
Mm.
She was wheeled into the primary care center by an ambulance driver. So she came out of an ambulance, but they drove her to primary care for some reason.
And she had time to stop.
Upon getting to primary care, they're like, you shouldn't be here, Claudette. And she was like, I don't know where else to go. And then they're like, well, how about the hospital? And she was like, okay. They're like, but you seem fine, so we can't call 911. So we're going to call you a cab service. Cab service took like 45 minutes for our poor girl, Claudette. She was 74 years old. She had 70... No.
Too much information for the radio.
No, this is... It gets better.
Okay.
Okay, Claudette. I'm just giving you the full picture. Claudette. 74 years old. She had 72... Hold on. I wrote it out.
Because in the midst of her crisis, Amanda probably had the nerve to stop her and ask her if she wanted to sign up for the study.
I did, and she didn't want to. She is 74 years old. She weighs 74 pounds. She's wearing a pink cowboy hat and wants to get her tubes untied so she can have another child.
That tiny body cannot carry a child at that age.
I couldn't.
You were probably like, oh. Wait, so this means you just had a full separate conversation with her while she was waiting for her cab.
Correct.
Not related to the study.
Unrelated.
Could primary care do that, possibly?
Primary care could do what?
Could they untie her?
Maybe primary care.
Have you been?
She went to primary care, not the ER.
What is the proper department to put a senior lady untying her tubes in? You know, like, where does that fit? Do you go to like the surgeon? Do you go to like
the psych ward?
OBGYN.
Probably Claudette.
I know.
But, yeah. But I think Claudette was fine after the cab took her away.
And now we have a special guest tonight, Claudette!
All right, Claudette! Oh! Claudette!
She
took the cab here.
She wheeled herself in because she's 74 pounds and she couldn't walk. I'm so sorry. Okay, sorry. Claudette, you were lovely. It was great chatting.
She can't speak.
She's
so
pregnant
tired.
Now.
But she's here. Mm-hmm. And she's fully 9 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. That was so fast, Claudette.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's age.
But yeah, no, heavier. How that makes sense, I couldn't tell you. We have another good song in honor. This is Claudette's request. So here we go. Good choice, Claudette.
I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to them. Must be nice that someone who understands life you live. Must be nice having someone who's slow to take and quick to give. Must be nice having someone who sticks around when the rough times get thick. Someone whose smile is bright enough to make projects feel like a match. Having someone who loves you despite your faults.
Must be nice
having someone who talks the talk but also walks the walk.
Must be nice
having someone who understands that a fuck has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You just remember to never let them go.
I'm so sorry, fam. I just switched the song by accident, but this is another good song, so just keep listening.
Far, far, far into me. Don't pull back. Ooh. I'm far, far, far into me. It seems on track. Life changes suddenly, and everything slows down. Serenity's around me.
Still, patient child, and be here now.
These moments are just in and out. Nothing like changing suddenly. And everything falls down. Serenity surrounding me.
Lost DJ Chick Beaver just a hot sec.
Honestly, I was a little lost mentally during that song. I was just in another space.
Did you like? I didn't mean to switch off his song. That was unkind. I just clicked a different button and then a better
he's
song.
He's clearly upset and making a protest.
Oh my god! I thought he was peeing. I'm so sorry. He was fully just watching.
You can't
watching.
Pee in the studio.
He's back, but he looks angered, fans. He does. Also, we have 11 listeners, and not one person has texted me that they're listening, so I don't know who is listening.
Whoever is
and
out
I
there.
I really appreciate you, and I feel you, and I just am so humbled to have listeners that, like, tune in without feeling the need.
Word's been getting out.
Literally, I think Medford has spoken.
Anyone calling? Hey.
Anyone.
If you're out there, introduce yourselves. We'd love to know who you are. Mm-hmm. And thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
For sure.
Claudette mostly appreciates it.
Do you want me to tell a story?
Probably, yeah.
I'm like trying to think of one.
Okay.
Oh,
you got it.
No.
It was Liv's touch. Nope. Whoa, I'm so sorry. That was horrible.
should we sing for them?
Maybe not.
Okay, okay.
We can sing with.
No, I have an idea. Yeah, I have a concept.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a food idea, mm-hmm. and you tell me if it'll make it or break it.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Little corn dogs. Little, tiny little corn dogs.
Make it. Not the big
tiny
ones.
Tiny little corn dogs. No. A lot of preservative. You can eat them like a Cheeto.
I see the mm-hmm. vision there,
mm-hmm.
except...
Called Little Meat.
I don't mm-hmm. like that name at all.
Little Meat?
Little Meat, would that be L-I-L apostrophe or mm. little?
Mm-mm. No, first.
Lil?
Mm-hmm.
Little Meat?
Mm-hmm.
How do you incorporate the bread?
It's really cute. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. a cute idea. Mm-hmm. I don't want to shut it down completely, but I think one of the main attractions of a corn dog mm-hmm. is like the ability of like the clout when your tummy is strong enough to eat one of those, John. Like literally just so absurd. Oh my god, oh my god. Sorry, I'm freaking out. It's a 617 number. I don't know what area.
That's Medford.
Medford, yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yeah, I can hear you through my car radio and here.
Perfect.
That's amazing. Who are we speaking to?
You guys are freaking out about callers and stuff. I guess I'm the only one out there listening right now.
Thank you so much. Oh my god, wait.
No.
This is so incredible.
Like, how was your day?
We often have like one to two listeners. And the fact
that. Yeah, you probably do. You know, it's weird. You never know who's listening. And that's the reason why I'm calling in, is because. So I was just doing the seek on the radio stations, and then this came on, and whatever song you switched from, I was like, this is kind of, you know, jamming right now. And I just continued listening.
Oh, no.
Well, that was good. What was that?
Wait, which one?
The one that I turned off?
Yeah, the first one before he accidentally switched away.
Oh my god, that was our main man, DJ Chickpeas.
Oh, that was Must Be Nice by Life Jenning. L-Y-F-E.
Thank you for bringing it back, because we were a little upset it had to get cut short.
Yeah,
and
it got cut very
DJ
short.
Chickpea was a bit offended, so
I love
this
him.
Is more. This is above and beyond us. Caller out there in Medford just to tell us how much you love the song.
Do you have any requests? Like, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm so humbled.
There's a song that I've been listening to a whole bunch recently. It's called, like, Hard Place by her.
Okay.
Wait, are you kidding me? I've been listening to that song. So Amanda and I were actually cooking for four hours yesterday and listening to that song.
We were cooking. You know what we made? Homemade Nutter Butters.
So
ooh,
good.
Yeah. Nutter Butters all the way.
Right.
This is crazy.
Can I tell you guys a story about the time that I was a guest speaker on air?
Yeah, of course you can.
I hope you do.
I had a friend who went to Northeastern, and like he was trying to get his radio show off the ground. He's currently a producer at WAAF, and back when he was just
starting
me on air. I hope you guys are up if you guys ever need the people. But anyway, I don't think that anyone's listening, and he's digging with personal questions.
Uh-huh.
So I just thought, you know what? I'm like, F it. I'm gonna start answering them, and I had to kind of recount a romantic encounter of mine.
Uh-huh.
And then my phone's in front of me, and it blows up with a text message from my friend. Dude, my mom thinks your story is hilarious. I'm like, your mom? Like, who's listening? I hear one, and then two, your mom? Like, come on. So as I was doing that, just a friend of mine's mom was just getting all the details. So that was my slight embarrassment.
It's the people you don't expect that call in.
But they need to hear the story. Like, they didn't know they needed to hear it until they heard it. It's the thing.
Yeah.
That's often my response after I say anything on the radio is I'm like, the people just needed to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what came out of my mouth.
That's nice. A good outlet, you know. Even, you don't even know if anyone's listening. Even if like, there aren't, you still feel like you're being heard, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good. It's good. It's a good feeling.
So who are you guys?
Are you guys touching your wrist right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
Are we what?
Yeah, we're Tufts.
Oh, yeah, we are Tufts students, yes.
Hey, Tufts.
Just here for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get enough of Medford.
Next time you say call in, you like tell the number.
Oh, that's a super good. Oh, you just knew.
No, I. Like,
do you have us on speed dial?
I went to the Google machine.
Whoa, you are like fully invested in this. This is amazing.
Wait, yeah, thank you so much.
Did you say while you're driving?
Yes.
That's okay.
Careful there. Did you hear our segment earlier about cops pulling you over these days?
They're hard. They're hardcore. But thank you for calling in.
Yeah, we're going to play your song right now.
This is amazing.
And
call back.
Amanda and I will be singing along.
Probably. Definitely.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, guys.
say, but I hate you on most days. You've been testing my faith and my patience, yeah. And you know that I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong, telling me to relax when I'm reacting. But I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're mine. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose, yeah. What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, I wish there was a right way. I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Do I even have a choice when I'm gonna have to pick my poison? Have you hurt me so good, so good? And even when you cause tears, you're the one to wipe them away. Maybe that's the reason I stay, I stay. But I'd rather fight than lose sleep at night. At least you're mine. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose. What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, I wish there was a
back and with a special guest star.
Welcome to the stage.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Sam. It's a pleasure to have you back.
DJ Sam, welcome to the stage. Welcome to the stage, DJ Sam.
But now, because Sam is here, it is time for the most important part of the night, PSA time. And I really cannot believe you chose this PSA because everybody in this studio chooses that PSA.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy.
Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year. Oh my God. Last year alone.
Gets me every time.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project.
Do yourself in. No.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. And for your safety of mind, friends, here at WFMO Tufts Community Radio.
Do you want to try that acronym one more time?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He screwed it so bad.
So that was ladder safety. Literally the fourth week in a row that my guest star has chosen ladder safety as the PSA. So thank you so much.
There's something special about ladder safety.
They're all in on it.
Everyone
has a passion.
They're probably all listening. Yeah, it's a scheme. They're listening every week. Sam, do you have any notable stories from your day?
Not today.
Okay.
However, I will give a special shout out to DJ Mandy B. I don't know if that's your DJ.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For being a great Dartmouth Games player.
Sam, you were also one of the best Dartmouth Games player. My brother was like, Sam really had good form on that game. Yeah, he did have good form.
Thank you.
Being Dartmouth Pong.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if we were saying that, but yeah.
We can't talk about ping pong in here.
No.
It's against the rules.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just a fun weekend. Sam was my brother.
That you're in love with?
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty much.
We're just gonna leave it at that.
So here's another song for all you Medford listeners out there.
A fool, but who would think the raps would turn into racks? Don't matter, matter fact, kick a happen to you. Scars on my head, I'm the boy who lived. The boy love playing when the boy too sick. Reclining on a prayer, I'm declining to help. I've been lying to my body, can't rely on myself. No, last year I got addicted to Zan. Start forgetting my name and start to miss my chance. I lay for 4 months, end up leaving right back. I'm in love with my city, bitch, I'm sleeping my hat. I felt hog-tied ever since my dog died. He lit an 84, damn, that's a long ride. I know he up there, he just sitting, he wait. I'll be racing up the stairs, I'ma get to the gate singing. Arguments as parents, they get deeper than a baritone. I've been getting blocked, just trying to make songs with friends. Labels told me to my face that they own my friends. I got to pray, like, am I after too legit? I got the power, I could pull Lucifer with crucifix. I cannot strip on stupid shit. I stand up like I'm ludicrous. I know some folks that talk so much you think they drive a Uber whip. Damn, queen said, why we in a queen bed? I said, it's yours, don't worry, little bean head. I'm just here to cut my breath, I got a world tattoo. She said, cool, just bring me some food.
Alright, we're back.
No wasting time out here.
That was an executive decision because the song just was in half.
The whole album's way too long.
No, yeah. This was from a different album, but still, we're still venting about the new album.
I didn't know that song, hadn't gone through the whole album, so I would never have even known.
It was a good guess, though, for sure. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I have something that I would like to bring up with all the listeners, and if you feel in your heart that it's right to call in, then you can about this issue, but there are these new things called Lay's Stacks, STAX, and they are Pringles, but of an alternate variety.
Of like a thin Lay type variety?
It's a thin chip that like lays inside itself in a stackable container.
And that's how it supports itself, because otherwise they're too thin and flaky to stack.
Exactly. I found them the other day at Dollar Tree.
They're literally everywhere.
They were next to the chicken flavored cracker variety.
I knew those were from Dollar Store, not
which
Whole Foods.
I bought a pack of them and ate them all. Liv actually partook in my eating of the chicken cracker snack.
It was heinous. It's like when you're playing Bean Boozled and like you know what's coming
and
delicious.
You
can anticipate the taste.
They were so good. They were so good.
Except when you're eating a cracker, you don't want to be anticipating chicken.
No, they were good. They were tasty.
I thought the whole point behind Bean Boozled was you don't know what's coming.
Got her.
I think I was just thinking about jelly beans in general.
You just never know. Is it gonna be fruity and sour or just fruity and sweet?
So I'm just gonna check myself and give DJ Sam the mic for the next one.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're out here sharing mics because one is like a little problematic.
Yeah.
But I feel like DJ Chickpea has something he wants to say. Or he maybe is just agreeing.
No, I just had another concept for a snack.
Oh yeah.
It's the one I actually found at the Dollar Tree.
Oh wait, let's fill in Sam on this one. Stout is proposing like food ideas, but like special ones.
Okay.
No, these were real though.
Okay.
They were cheese balls. Mm-hmm. But they were cotton candy flavored.
I don't understand.
Was the cheese still in it?
I don't know. I didn't get to purchase them by chance, but it looked like the cheese might have still been in it.
We should have a cotton candy cheese balls themed.
Do you think? I want to have a harvest.
Sam, do you want to be the cheese ball and I'll be the cotton candy?
I have a concept for a party, actually. Harvest party. Bobbing for apples. Donut on a string. I'll be cooking hot dogs and apple cider.
You've been thinking about this for so long.
You wear overalls. Okay. I have a haystack. It's a photo op.
Falling leaves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Billy Jones scarecrow.
And your house is already barn themed.
Yes. Pumpkin picking in the backyard. We buy a whole bunch of pumpkins. We pick them all.
Just pick one up.
Well, I'll tie them to the ground, actually. And you have to pull really hard. Because I'll stake them in.
So it's like a challenge of strength as mm-hmm. well.
You should grow pumpkins.
Yeah.
For the occasion. Mm. Start now. Mm-hmm.
No, what?
You should actually grow pumpkins.
He doesn't really take comments on his.
I don't take comments. I've thought it out perfectly. I think we're gonna dry gourds and we're gonna make lanterns from them. Sam, I think growing pumpkins is just like I don't have the capability.
I think you do.
I'm a little upset that you proposed that because.
Why?
One time I grew tomatillos. I don't know if you know those are.
Are those spicy tomatoes?
No. They're tomatoes in a little lantern wrapper. Very hard to grow.
A tomatillo.
I grew them, but the bunnies ate them all.
No.
And ever since, I would never grow another vegetable in my backyard, Sam. And I can't believe you proposed I grow pumpkins for our harvest party.
God damn it, Sam.
In the fall, when you knew I grew tomatillos. You knew I grew them, and you knew they didn't grow, and you knew they didn't grow, and you knew they didn't grow. And you still propose a pumpkin-themed, pumpkin pick. I can't grow pumpkin.
To provoke him like this?
I blew it. I'm sorry. I don't think Tufts bunnies eat pumpkins, though.
Have you talked to them?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay, can we go to the next song? I think I want to play it.
Yeah, I think it's time. I think DJ Chickpea thinks that our Medford caller in is going to like this song. So if you're still out there, this is for you.
Like, I think he might. But I don't know.
Oh,
If they gleam in the sun while they spin it, they fit on my truck, then
I could remember.
And if it came in a sack, no stems, no seeds in a bag, then
I could remember.
And if it dripped from my wrist and it looked like it shined like blue, then
I could remember.
But oh, girl, I forgot to be a lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up overtime, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for the Sunday All-Star Weekend game, girl,
I could remember.
And if it wasn't for the dough, 50 Jesus show, girl, you know that
I could remember.
But silly me, oh, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your lover?
Never realized that you need love to spend my life making up to you. Oh,
I forgot to be your lover.
She starts bringing up older, and the fights keep getting worse.
Oh, bro.
Finding numbers in her purse that I don't have one left her.
Yeah.
And you know she ain't wearing her ring.
Oh, no.
And she starts playing little games. Come in and live from here. You better put that woman first.
If it wasn't for the makeup on my shirt, still out there chasing skirts, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashing on my headlights, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for parole, steady ducking my PO, girl, you know
I could remember.
But silly me, babe, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your number?
I realize that you need love to spend my life making up to you.
Oh, oh, I forgot to be your lover.
She starts bringing up old,
bringing up old shit.
And the fights keep getting worse.
I'm telling your brother, you better put your mom
away. She ain't wearing her ring.
Oh, yeah.
And she starts playing little games.
I'm telling your brother.
You better put that woman first.
So many times, acting like it wasn't really nothing.
So many ways.
To myself, always running.
So many games,
all that asking.
So many words,
I need you to stay.
Always came first,
even though sometimes felt like second.
Ooh, I know love.
You know I had to learn a lesson.
Spend some time,
put in some work,
and for better or worse,
always put that on the start.
Bringing up older, and the fights keep getting worse.
Getting worse.
I remember them better. Come in and live from work. You better put that woman first.